We're going to look at some accessible technology now that might be very useful to you. We're joined now by Mark Evans from RNIB Technology for Life team. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
And we're going to be talking about the Traveller HD video magnifier. Now, you're a bit of an expert on this. Tell us about it.
It's a great product. It's classed as a portable video magnifier, although some people would say portable, really, when they see the size of it, because the item is 13.3 inches in terms of its diameter, its screen size. So I'd actually class it more as a hybrid. So it enables you to carry it around because it's really, really lightweight. It enables you to sort of use it at different degrees of angle on a desk or on your lap, wherever you want to view something. But it actually folds down and folds away very easily to move around. We have a variety of different controls on there. We have a magnification power key to enable us to press to actually increase the size of the font and keep going up and up and up. It can go from 3 times to 30 times in terms of the magnification, which is pretty powerful. So we can adjust that, and it goes up in stages. We have a button to actually change the color contrast and go through the various different high color contrast modes and to save that mode. We also have the ability to take an image, take a picture of an image and freeze it and store it on the memory and then zoom in on it. So that's fantastic if you're doing any studying, if you're reading a particular manual or a recipe, or I don't know, perhaps you're studying something at a library when you're out and about. So it's a really, really great tool. It's lightweight. It's very easy to charge. It folds down into itself, so it can be carried away. I think for me, the other big key advantage is it can actually be used to work with other equipment, so it can be plugged in and work, and you can put the actual image off it onto a bigger monitor, onto a desktop monitor if you wanted to as well. Has a 24-month warranty, so you know you're getting a product with a decent warranty on there. The keys are all tactile and nicely shaped, so that each shape on the key represents what the item does. And it's proven very, very popular, because a lot of the time people, they don't want to sit at a desk and view through a 24, you know, 25, 26 larger monitor and have to sort of understand a table or understand how to set the camera up or something on a desktop video magnifier. But equally, on the traditional portable ones, the handheld ones, as I call them, that are sort of 4 or 5 inches, they often find them too small and they can't get enough information on the screen. So that's why I say this one, although it's branded as portable, it's classed, in my opinion, as a hybrid, because it can do both roles equally well and meet both requirements.
And you're living with a visual impairment, and like me, you can still read print if it's large enough. Something like this, does it help you?
Yeah, I mean, something like this will help me tremendously to actually work through my daily tasks. Sometimes I'll get handed documentation internally by different members of team that isn't in large print, or I need to make it clearer what it says, or if I want to just find something quickly and do it screen, it's very, very useful. Also good for taking it out and about with you, or to meetings, or as I say, studying or traveling around for yourself. And the quality of the screen is probably one of the best screens I've ever seen in terms of the clarity and the way it brings the image up. And it's not, as I say, it's not too heavy. What some people may consider awkward is the price, because it's not a cheap piece of equipment. It's sort of priced in around about the sort of the £1,900 mark for the technology within there. But you're paying for the quality of the camera, the amount of images you can store, and what you can do with it. So it's up to people whether they want to choose that option, which is, I think, is a great option, or whether they want to look to use magnification, for example, in a tablet.
Now, the RNIB product code is HC112, and you can get more information there. Now, you might have a question about this, or you might have a question about some other accessible technology, something that perhaps you'd like a bit of advice on, and Mark or any other member of the team is only too happy to answer your queries.
Absolutely, with pleasure. You can do this via two ways. You can get in touch with us via calling 0303 123 9999 and talking to the helpline team, and they will put you through to ourselves and Technology for Life. Or if you're feeling a little bit more tech savvy and you have the ability to, you can send us an email, and the initials for the email address are as follows. It's T for technology, F for Freddy, L for Lima, so Technology for Life, and so those initials, TFL at rnib.org.uk. We look forward to hearing your emails.
Mark, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, and we'll speak to you very soon.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye.